After the shooting last Monday morning in the victim's Old Town condo, 27-year-old James Enoch Henflin of Midvale was arrested and confined to the county jail. It's anticipated the charge against him of attempted murder will be changed to homicide by the county attorney's office. Fernandez worked for the No Name and Boneyard Saloons. In a Facebook post, his employer, Jesse Shetler, said Fernandez passed away just before 5:30 Friday, painlessly and peacefully, with his family nearby. In the court documents, police say they responded early in the morning of the 22nd when a distraught woman at the Park Avenue 7-Eleven said her boyfriend had shot someone. Officers went to Fernandez's apartment on Empire Avenue and found him with a gunshot wound to his head. After being arrested, Henflin told investigators he intentionally shot Fernandez with a .40-caliber Glock pistol. The charging documents did not give any indication what led to the shooting. Before Fernandez's death, Shetler had set up a GoFundMe account where he disclosed that several days before the shooting, Fernandez learned that his wife is pregnant. On the donations page, Shetler called Jose a natural leader who is loved and respected by his peers. He wrote, quote, "Whether he's behind the bar pouring drinks or on the floor managing, Jose is always taking care of business and making friends every step of the way. He's always the guy with the biggest heart in the room and will do anything for you." In his Facebook post, Shetler said funeral arrangements are being made for a service in Salt Lake Tuesday. Afterward, he will be taken back to his hometown in Mexico, where he will be buried next to his grandmother. Shetler added he will be organizing a fundraiser for the family. Henflin is scheduled to make his first court appearance Monday. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.